Join us on the Pratt Andrew Lawyers phone lines on the Adam Zucker Roofing text line. We have a very busy show today. A lot of things going on. A lot of irons in the fire. Some things left over from yesterday. A couple of nerd things that are out there in the universe. It warmed my heart this morning, just first thing, that Mickey and Will were talking about points per possession and game control. It's a beautiful thing. I looked at the text line to see how many times my name was mentioned, and someone did refer to Mickey as Qualk. I mean Mickey, for being such a nerd. So that I feel like everybody's been well conditioned for our show today. Again, 654 Roar. If you'd like to get in with us today, always great to visit with Ben Milstead across the glass. How are you today, sir? A happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday. It's only Tuesday? All right.
Man, that can be one of two things. Either you've gotten a lot of things done or there's a lot to do. It's literally either it's one or the other.
Or both.
Or both. It could also be both. That's true.
Very possible it's both. Oh, man. How are you today?
I am good. I'm good. I had a nice morning. Got some things done. Got some prep done. I feel like I am starting to... I normally like to have crystallized views of teams by the time the season starts. I feel like I'm a little behind on that just because there's so many questions. It just takes longer. You know, it kind of takes longer to hone in on what it is that you think and feel about some of the teams out there. So I'm getting more of a clear picture of what we're about to do before life happens and ruins it all up, before football takes care of all the predictions.
That makes one of us, because there is no possible way to be clear about anyone outside of just a couple of teams. But I just don't know in today's age of college football how anyone could be clear about anything. It's just impossible to me. But we still try. You know, I think there's some go-tos, like college football quarterback, still very important. That's a good go-to. Who the head coach is, very important.
We're going to talk about that today.
But then the rest of the roster, I don't know.
honestly, that's the whole thing. In fact, there are a couple teams we'll get to in a second that I feel like I have questions about coach, quarterback, and roster, and other people just don't. So I want to approach that conversation with a bit of an open mind and see what I'm missing here, especially after the release of the top 25. I have a question about the first text from the show today. Qualk and Ben, please tell me you guys don't wear sweaters in the summer. Is that...
I need some context here. What's the point of origin on that?
Who is wearing sweaters? Now, when I say, I'm thinking like Mr. Rogers, Bill Cosby sweaters. I'm not thinking about like, you know, a quarter zip Nike dry fit. That's not what I mean in my brain. We're talking like thick wool sweaters. Who's wearing sweaters in the summer? Faxon's wearing sweaters? Like thick sweaters. Is he gone? I think he's gone. I need an explanation on this one. Like, it was 140 yesterday. How in the world are you wearing a sweater?
To be fair, it is cold in this building much of the time. This is an incredibly hard building on our side. I say our side. Our sales and marketing are on one side. We're sort of the other corner of the building. We have our own AC unit. Thank God, because they keep it at 80 over there. Our temperature fluctuates a ton where Qualk is sitting, where I'm sitting, because the rooms are sealed so tight. It's thick walls. You open the door, it's fine. You close the door, and it either gets really hot or really cold. So anyway, the air runs all the time in these two rooms. If I'm being honest, Qualk, I'm chilly much of the time I'm here, and I'm a hot-natured person. However, I'm not wearing a jacket.
No.
I'm not wearing a sweater. Sam is a full-time employee here and in the office with me. I'm always curious to see what he walks in wearing every morning. Some days it is, let me see what. Sam's wearing the button-up polo all the way to the top button today. Some days it will be like the quarter zip.
Honestly, when I come in here, I have no idea how to, I don't know how to tell people Faxon's look. Like, I have no idea. It varies. It definitely varies. Sam's look is, I hit up a different coffee shop every 90 minutes to write my memoirs. That's Sam's look. And I don't really buy coffee everywhere. Sometimes I like a scone. That's what I think Sam's vibe is. Faxon is very much like, I might go to the gym after this. I'm not sure. Like, that's really what it is, but not to lift, just for basketball. Like, Faxon is always like one piece of clothing away from just starting a pickup game in the parking lot. That, honestly, I feel like I nailed both of them. Mitch says, Sam has Vladimir Lenin in London vibes. What? Sam has no idea.
He is in the...
He's working.
If we end up posting this on the video, you will see Sam sitting directly behind me, having no clue what we are talking about. He is recording with a client currently. And he's looking at me like, what did I do?
If we do post this, I hope they can see Sam that they know.
Oh, they can see Sam.
Vladimir Lenin in London.
Vladimir Jones right there. There's Vladimir Jones.
Do you see what I mean, though? Like, Sam looks like he's been to four coffee shops today. Like, he just bounces from coffee shop to coffee shop.
Hey, I give it to old Sam. Sam has his style.
I love it.
He doesn't care what I think. He doesn't care what you think. He just rolls with it. Sam's very comfortable in his own skin. I like that about him. Me? You tell me, hey, the shirt you're wearing is ugly. This sucker's going in the trash or Goodwill when I get home. Yeah, you're going to just crush me.
Okay, so Slabtown Tiger says, now you got to do the other show's vibes now. Okay, Ben is the most professional one here. Ben is like all business all the time. You know that's true. Like, you're dressed for business all the time.
I am here all day. I don't know who I'm going to see. I try to be a good representative of the Roar. You know, not that there's anything wrong with what you're wearing or anyone else, but, you know, you come in the studio. If you were, say, meeting with a client this afternoon, you would not be wearing your USA soccer shirt and your Roar hat.
I would still be patriotic, but in my heart, not on my shirt. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, a little different. I, on occasion, will wear that also.
I
mainly on Fridays because nobody shows up on Friday.
I don't know about the road rage vibe. You know what the road rage vibe is?
It varies greatly.
It varies from day to day. Some days it is, I just fixed my Jeep so I could get here at 2:45. And we know that's true because we've heard that.
And that's fine.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Other days it's a little more buttoned up. Ramona's consistent. She might be the most consistent of all of us, straight down the middle. Mickey's vibe is, I'm about to go shoot 74 in shorts and flip-flops.
Mickey is T-shirt and hat every day.
Yes.
Yes.
The flip-flops are prominent. Like, that's just a prominent feature. And I'm like, Mickey for sure has shot 74 in flip-flops before.
Mickey today, I don't remember. I do know what hat he had on. He had on the Clemson baseball branded, that's got the palmetto tree on it.
Oh, he had the that purple TB23? Hat
on, and then he had on a T-shirt from one of the courses he played in Scotland. I can't remember which one right off. That was Mickey.
That's just amazing. It's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Yeah, Peanut says Mickey just wears a golf course T-shirt and some sport team's hat every day. 100%. Ben's vibe. All right.
Mickey
yes or
also
no.
gets up at 5 a.m. He probably doesn't even turn on the light to know what he's putting on, and he's out the door on his way here.
I would forget pants some days.
Don't say that.
I keep pants in my car. Ben's vibe is he has a 5-disc CD changer, and it's just full of Kenny Chesney and Zach Brown. 5-disc CD changer.
That's awesome.
Now, that's good. That's really, really good. Oh, man. The vibe I've always gotten, this is a text from the 864, the vibe I've always gotten from listening to Ben is the one who has, is that Ben is the one who has to babysit Quawk and keep him in line.
Oh, boy, that's saying something right there.
Oh, yeah. You know my thought about the sweaters, just to pivot back? I think if you get cold in this studio, then you need to work harder. You need to get, like, hot and bothered about something. Don't be cold in this studio, man. This is like, this is my cardio some days. Like, there are times where I'll leave here and look at my heart rate, and it's borderline that my watch thought I was doing a workout. You know. Some of the classics.
You've been known to get into it, to do a little calisthenics on the air over
oh, yeah.
there. Yes.
Oh, yeah. A little sweating. Sam is plop from the last season of The Office.
That is a much skinnier version. That's not far off.
Yes.
That's not far off.
Oh, yeah.
Texture said, what's a CD changer? I'm 24. I don't have a car with a CD changer anymore. Man, if you had one in the trunk of your car, oh, you could put the 10 disc in the trunk of your car. You see somebody pulled over in a parking lot with their trunk open. Yeah, they weren't selling drugs back in the day. They were putting in a new Mariah Carey CD. What was going on right there.
The 5 CD changer, making sure that at least 3 of those were absolute bangers. Like, you needed different moods, different things for different moods. Like, I had a basketball mix in mind, and I had a couple Christian CDs in mind. Just whatever gangster rap if I needed it, a little Jesus music if I needed it, some Christian rap also, if the situation called for it. But you got to make sure it's evenly dispersed.
I remember the very first CD player I ever had. I bought it at Brendel's, so that ought to be your first clue that it was a long time ago.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Brendel's?
No.
Oh, brother. It was a portable one, and I bought the cassette adapter so I could sit it on the seat of my vehicle beside me, and the cord ran up to the CD, up to the cassette adapter, and you pop that cassette in, and that's how you played a CD in your car. And it was awesome.
How about that?
My first CD. You'll like the first CD I bought. Only bought one CD because those CD changers cost, or CD players cost $1 million back in the day when they first came out. Petra Praise. Petra.
Petra.
You remember Petra?
I have heard of Petra as a
The
as
Rock's
a long
Cry
ago.
Out,
yes.
I believe was
oh,
the
yeah.
name of it.
Petra, long ago. That was... Petra was a little before, like, I really was comfortable with CDs playing church music. took a minute.
We're CDs of the devil.
It took a minute, you know. It took a minute. We do cassettes at our church. We're strictly cassette tapes at our church.
I go over a bump and it and it skips, just stops playing. Oh yeah, that was a thing.
Man, this was a great first segment. I gotta know, great first segment. Keep the Petra Rex coming. Maybe we do some Petra today. Stay with us. We have lots to do. We're going to talk some football, but we're talking CD changers and Petra. More after this.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street, right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
Strike up the band, because it's time for college football.
Over the middle.
105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
Summertime presents the perfect opportunity to get creative on your grill and in the kitchen when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, along with fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables grown right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, find what you need at your local Ingles. If you're on the way to a beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel before you hit the road. Save on prescriptions at your Ingles pharmacy. If you're having a reunion or a family get-together, let the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. And remember that Ingles Floral Department for beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Savor the taste of summer at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Spring cleaning season is here, and while you're cleaning inside your home, don't...
You played We Exalt Thee during the break, and I have heard, like, I've sung that in church, but I had no idea who wrote that. Heck, I thought we wrote it. I thought it sounded like a great song. Thought it was great. All right, let me tell you...
To Hell with the Devil was Striper.
Oh, I thought somebody texter was...
Texter just said, just put that one out.
Making a declarative sentence. Amen! Let me tell you about Dolly's Roofing. The Dolly difference, there's three parts of the Dolly difference. The first is the materials. They use the best materials on your roof. Their process really is unimpeachable. It's second to none. They do a great job of making sure that you have exactly what you need. They do a metal base and permaboot on every roof. So, again, you get the highest quality stuff there. The second is the training, the professionalism they're going to come with. If you're a lake property, you're a business, you know, if you just care about your house, they're going to take that professionalism up to the highest level possible. And the third is a 50-year non-prorated warranty, guaranteed through the manufacturer. Again, 50 years is outrageous. And they'll do that for any home, any business in this area. If you hear the sound of my voice... Dolly can put a roof on your home or fix your existing roof. For more, go to dollysroofing.com. This is great. I'm loving that Petra and Brindles has got the people going today. A lot of good Brindles stories and Brindles commentary here.
It's why you need to tune in every single day, because you never know what you're going to get here. And neither do we.
No. So, would you say that Brindles is the Nebraska of... stores? You say there's a similarity there?
Well, Brindles is out of business, so is,
yeah,
Nebraska
exactly.
Out of, okay. You're selling me.
Yeah. Let's see. What would be out of business? Maybe the Pac-12? The Pac-8? Brindles is like the Pac-8? I don't know.
If conferences were a superstore, what would they be?
Let's see. Sears... Kmart.
Is Sears still gone? Sears is gone, right?
I think Sears is gone. Kmart's gone. Brindles.
Sky City.
Circuit City.
Do you remember Sky City in Central?
I do not.
Was that? Yeah, that was where Ingles is now.
Okay.
It was Ingles on one end of the building and Sky City on the other.
Okay. Yeah, that was slightly before. That would have been like 90s, right? Maybe early, mid-90s?
80s.
80s, okay.
80s,
yeah.
Into early 90s, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was a little before my time. Texter said Brindles was the same as Kmart and Sears.
Yeah, Brindle's was like rich man's Kmart back in the day.
All right. I'm learning but so much.
Generally, you're correct.
Then I have some things to say about the AP poll. We wrote down the AP poll yesterday. And we mostly talked about Clemson, and we talked about some of the, you know, a couple of the other teams in here. I did look up the voter by voter for Indiana. Almost as many people voted Indiana 8th as first. Oh my Lord. The Big 12 is Temu. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, Brindle sold firearms. They did. You could buy CD players, China, and a 410 shot. Yeah, 410 rifle.
And just mosey on home. That's just a day in the life. No big deal. Texter says, we bought our wedding bands at Service Merchandise.
Is that yeah.
Back in the day? I love the back in the day stores, store stories back in the day. Unbelievable. All right. I did look at what the heck happened with Indiana, and legitimately the votes for Indiana are scattered between first and eighth. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. It wasn't like one person voted them 21st or one person forgot to put them in there. Everybody voted for them, but the scatter was between one and eight. So that explains that. Then there are a couple teams, and I need you to tell me that I'm not completely off my rocker on this. I don't see any reason why people would be, and look, people were, you would agree, people were hot and bothered when Clemson was ranked 23 in the preseason. They were hot and bothered. They were like, oh, man, even Clemson fans are like, we don't deserve that. Shame on you for putting Clemson in there. Ben, Penn State went 6-6 and fired their coach and hired a new coach of an 8-4 team. Half of their starters, I looked at their predicted depth chart right now. They're starting quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, and potentially three wide receivers, an offensive lineman, and their starting tight end potentially are all from Iowa State. Like, Penn State is the Iowa State All-Stars and also the guys James Franklin didn't want to take to Virginia Tech. And they are ranked 18th. I'm just trying to understand why Clemson got everybody's vitriol here when I can make a much better case for Clemson than Penn State. Why is Penn State ranked? Rocco Becht is the quarterback of a ranked team. I like Rocco Beck fine. I like Hanson, a running back, fine. I like these receivers okay. Half the defense is going to be Iowa State guy. I'm fine with all this. But why did they get the benefit of the doubt to the tune of 18 and nobody say anything about that?
And a new coach on top of that. Yeah, I was not sure about Penn State either. Like, what? Admittedly, haven't dug deep into the Penn State roster. But I know they have a new head coach, and I know that they had an enormous amount of turnover. You talk about unknown variables. It feels like that would be a candidate for having the most, perhaps, in the top 25.
You would think last year between Penn State and Iowa State, Penn State lost to Oregon and Indiana at home. Those are top 10 teams. They got blown out at Ohio State. And then Iowa State, who has been so decimated, they're going to be absolutely dreadful this year. Iowa State beat Kansas State. Remember when Kansas State was ranked? Wasn't that a fun week? 2 weeks? They beat Kansas State across the pond and lost by 14 at home to BYU. Those are the only ranked teams that they played all year. They didn't play ranked teams. They finished 8-4. Again, I'm just trying to figure out why Clemson appears to be the target of, you can't rank this team. There's no reason to rank this team. But no one's saying anything about Penn State and are happily putting Penn State in the top 20 ahead of SMU, Utah, Iowa, Louisville, Missouri. I don't understand. Like, even if you say, well, you know, they closed the season strong. Yeah, and how many of those players are back? Like, none of them. The leading passer in the bowl game's gone. The leading rusher in the bowl game's gone. The leading receiver in the bowl game's gone. The leading tackler in the bowl game's gone. There's nobody there.
Yeah, Texas said, could it be that Penn State beat Clemson in a ball game last year? Doubtful, because that's not been applied every other place.
I don't
like Miami's ahead of Indiana, for right?
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, if we're gonna base it off of your final game last year, wouldn't this be different for basically everybody on the top 25? I understand the point you're trying to dig at there from the 706, but no, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not arguing that Clemson should be ahead of Penn State. I said I can.
Nor am I.
No, and I, you know what? I can make a better argument for Clemson than Penn State, but I'm not saying that I will or that I believe that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I haven't heard anyone argue that Penn State should be out of the poll, or that it is an affront to the poll that Penn State is in there. When the reasons that people have talked about leaving Clemson out of the poll also apply to Penn State in a much more uncertain context. And in fact, the one thing that Penn State has that Clemson doesn't, that I'm told in the top two conferences is impossible, is their schedule is dumb. It is the easiest schedule this side of Texas Tech. Let me go through Penn State's schedule for you, Ben. Because look, the only affirmative thing that you can say about Penn State in terms of being a ranked team, again, we're talking, Rocco Becht is not a quarterback ever. None of these coaches or players won a ranked team last year. Like, none of them. Here is Penn State's schedule, okay? By the way, the best thing you say about Penn State is big stadium. This is total big stadium bias. Yeah, but they have 110,000 fans. Okay. Who are their players and coaches? This is Penn State's schedule. Stop me where you have a question about an opponent, Ben. Marshall at Temple. Buffalo, Wisconsin at home, at Northwestern, Southern Cal at home.
Question.
Okay. At Michigan.
Question.
All right. Open date. Purdue at home, at Washington.
Question.
Okay. Minnesota at home.
Row the boat.
Row it all the way back, baby. Rutgers at home, at Maryland. That's their schedule. I know you're asking for a ranked team.
Is that the easiest schedule in the Big Ten?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without it, like I said, Texas Tech is almost jealous.
Goodness.
No Indiana, no Oregon, no Ohio State. Anywhere. The toughest team they play is probably USC. They get them at home. The toughest road game they play is probably at Washington.
Ooh.
Maybe at Michigan. Depending on how you feel about Kyle Whittingham. We're going to talk about that. Clemson Brad says they're 5-17. Not with that schedule.
Yeah, not with that schedule.
No. So that's why I say, like, the reason that you would rank Penn State is you're trying to nail the postseason ranking, and you're trying to get them, you're trying to give them a bunch of wins with that schedule. So, do you know their, let me look this up. Their win total is, I believe it's 8.5. It might have gone up to 9.5. Before we take a break, let me look at this real quick. I updated some of these last night for reasons that will soon become clear. Penn State, 9.5 win total. And you literally only flagged 3 games. You only flagged, with that, like, we know, Rocco Becht handing it to Carson Hansen and, you know, throwing it to Brent Eskildsen and Chase Soule and potentially Benjamin Brommer from Iowa State. And, again, most of the leading tacklers from Iowa State. They still, they're going to win a bunch of these, you would think. But do we not get to start them out of the top 25? Why does Clemson have to earn their way back up, but this crowd doesn't? Just asking a question. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple other teams to talk about in the AP poll. Just some musings I have, some curiosities about where some teams sit. 654 Roars the number, back in a moment.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. I'm excited to serve as the lead commentator for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls Markets again this season. As per our tradition, our week one matchup will be Easley at Pickens to kick the campaign off. You can join Grayson Mann and I this Friday night at 7 p.m. for pregame and 7:30 p.m. for kickoff as we start the 2026 high school football season with a bang. The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, let me tell you about our friend.
Industry that relies on one of those items I just mentioned. If they go down, you go down, and that costs you money. IMS, their goal is to keep you up and running at all times. They have a preventative maintenance program. And then if you do have an issue, there's nobody going to get you up and running faster than Industrial Motor Service. And in a lot of cases, and this is something that very few people do now, they can rewind motors in-house. So you may not have to just buy a new one. You may be able to rebuild the one you have. Industrial Motor Service, make a note of that. They're, as I said, in Anderson. Service the entire area, though. And ask them about their fast track repair program too. That gets you up and running even faster. IndustrialMotorService.com, or you can give them a call, 226-2893.
Let me read this text. It's an interesting point from the 864. It says Penn State in the past 2 to 4 years has been relevant. Clemson has been on a downslope since 2021. That's the difference. Okay, that's fine. What I said more aptly, though, isn't really about comparing Clemson and Penn State. Like, that's not really my point. My point is that the reasons that people are giving for why Clemson's not there also apply to Penn State. Like, they're not on a downward slope since 2021, but they certainly flopped last year. They fired the coach and hired a new one. And he brought in, like, a third of the roster are players from his 8-4 Big 12 team that now has to play in the Big 10. So you have, like, the bulk of your roster is a 6-6 Big 10 team and an 8-4 Big 12 team. I'm sorry. Like, I don't understand how that equates to 18th in the country. I like Matt Campbell. I think Matt Campbell's going to do a good job at Penn State. There are some out there that have questions about his recruiting. My thing is just, don't think about Clemson at all. Think about Penn State. Why do those arguments not apply to Penn State about the question marks that people have? No one appears to have misgivings about Penn State in this poll. Nobody. People did appear very personally, aggrieved, concerned about Clemson in the coaches poll. Like, that was really going to ruin the season if Clemson was in the coaches poll, but no one's asking any questions about this team. That's all I'm saying. It's not about whether Clemson or Penn State deserves it. What I'm saying is that Penn State in a vacuum deserves scrutiny more than what they're getting. That would be my concern.
Let's play a quick little game here, Kwok. I have every AP voter's complete poll here. And I'm gonna cherry pick a couple of these, ask you if they voted for Clemson or not. I will tell you, looking through that this morning, 34 of, now it says 68 voters. Yesterday it was 69, but regardless, 34 of the 68 voters had Clemson in the top 25.
Okay.
So you got a 50-50 shot here. Pete Yannity is listed as a voter, local, former play-by-play for Clemson, great friend, great broadcaster on Channel 7, Pete Yannity. Did Pete have Clemson in the top 25?
Yes, I think he did.
He had him at 24.
Okay.
So by the way, they do a ranking system to identify like how like your votes are to everyone else.
Oh, that's cool.
So Pete is Pete's like roughly 18th. So he's really high towards the top of the list.
Okay.
Scott Hamilton is the South Carolina affiliate, if you will. Did he have Clemson in the top 25?
Good columnist. I'm going to say no to Scott.
You would be correct. Okay. Scott did not.
That's the 50-50. One of each.
Zach Klein is a Georgia affiliate. Did he have Clemson in?
No.
Correct.
Yes.
Michael Katz. Ole Miss from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal because we ran out of letters and that's as many as we can put on the top of a newspaper. Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Did Michael Katz have Clemson in his top 25?
I'm going to say no.
He actually did.
Wow. Objective journalist.
I bet he's getting hate mail today.
I bet he is. Where do you have Ole Miss?
He had Clemson 25, and he has Ole Miss at 7.
I think he would have to appreciate Clemson's linebacker development. Yeah. Really, really big fan of the week that Luke Farrelly got.
Let's see who else on here jumps off at me. Garland Gillian, LSU affiliation. Clemson in his top 25?
Yes.
You would think so, but no, he does not.
Oh. See, you should do it for self-serving reasons to put Clemson in top 25.
That's what I was thinking, too. He has LSU at 9.
Okay. Wow, this guy just says what's real. That's not fun.
I know. Let's see. And then now I'm moving down the list. So these are rankings that are least like the median. How about this one? Mike Griffith also with Georgia with the AJC.
No.
He had Clemson at 19.
That's too high. Too high. Sorry. Where do you have Penn State? Out of curiosity.
Let's see. Penn State. Looking. He does not have. No, yes, he does. I'm sorry. He's got Penn State at 14.
See that? Like, who do you hate to put Penn State at 14?
This is not Reese Davis. How about Reese Davis?
Oh, he's down the
who
list.
Who is Reese? Oh, Reese man. Davis is. Fourth from the bottom.
Oh, I think Reese Davis likes Clemson. I'm going to say yes to Clemson on Reese Davis's ballot.
What about South? Does he have South Carolina on his ballot?
I'm going to say, you asked that question. I'm going to say yes, he does.
He has South Carolina at 23 and does not have Clemson in his top 25.
Wow.
He has, again, this is... make sure I'm looking at the right person here. Yes. He is fourth from the bottom. His Reese Davis's top five, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Indiana, Miami, and Oregon. I can't really argue.
That's not terrible. Yeah, that's not terrible.
Not terrible.
Give me the next one. I want to see where this thing – it's got to go haywire somewhere.
What do you want?
Just give me like 6 through 10. Well, I just want to pinpoint. Yeah, I want to pinpoint where his ballot goes completely off the rails.
Georgia at 6, Texas at 7, Ole Miss, Texas Tech at 9, and BYU at 10.
BYU, that's a little high. All right, keep going. Give me 11 through 15 on that one.
Southern Cal,
okay,
Oklahoma, A&M. Alabama and SMU. And see, and then he has LSU at
six. Oh, down.
See, he has LSU at 16.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's so small to put all that on the screen. I had to zoom in. He has LSU. His 16 through 20 is. Would be a little controversial. LSU at 16, Michigan, Houston, Arizona, and Penn State at 20, and then we're there. Tennessee at 21, Missouri 22, South Carolina 23, Illinois at 24, and Missouri at 25.
Okay.
So his. I would say his 20 through 25 is vastly different from everybody else's.
Okay. See, that the fact that that is considered wildly out of the norm tells me that there's a little bit of groupthink here. In other words, one of the things that we talk about is, you know, we remember we said we talked about if there was no preseason AP poll, what would happen? You know what that ballot tells me? That everybody's reading the same magazines and doing the same research, and they're coming to sort of the same conclusions.
Now, this is interesting. The Joe Aruda, he is from Hartford, and his connection is UConn, which obviously is not a major priority.
Right.
The most similar to the final bracket is Joe.
So just taking no chances.
Well, but he doesn't know what everybody else
That's
voted.
True. That's
so,
a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, the other way to look at that is more people agreed with him than anybody else.
Right.
Because his top 10 is exactly what the final top 10 ended up being.
The thing with Reese Davis's poll that's interesting is that, like, putting LSU outside the top 15 is, like, wildly out of – it's not like you put Miami 14th or, like, didn't rank BYU. Like, there was none of those decisions would you say, man, this guy, man, he really hates this team or he really loves this team. There's no one outlier thing that you go, golly, man, this is crazy out of step. So it tells me that everybody's ballot is pretty close. Everybody's pretty close together, and there's a bit of a herding tendency, which happens at the end of elections and at the end of football off seasons. More football talk in hour two up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1550.